Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere you get your favorite apps, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Download it for free. It's the big orange background with the white A, Odyssey. Once you have it downloaded to your device, you look for WILK News Radio, you favorite us, and that's it. You got us. You work seamlessly with your CarPlay. If you're familiar with Spotify or Pandora or anything like that, it works just like that. So it's all good. You can also get us on iHeartRadio platforms now as well. So more places to check us out online. How's everybody doing on this Tuesday, July 15th, 2025? It is 88 degrees at just about 309 here today. Beautiful day outside. It's going to hop one. Sun is out. Nice clouds. Not the bad clouds. The good clouds, right? Hopefully you did not get too much rain yesterday, but man, was it coming down. Just till about I got home, so about 7 o'clock, it started to clear out. The sun started to come out. Just about what I told you yesterday, right? It was going to move out about at 7 o'clock. And the night was going to be foggy and rain-free, and it was. I think we got enough during the day to deal with us. I'm looking at the TV screen now at a live event in Pittsburgh, the landmark Pennsylvania Energy and AI Summit, where President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak and hold a panel there. I was invited to go to this to cover for the press, and I did look at the logistics, and I do appreciate the invite from the White House, who reached out to me because, you know, I did cover the White House and the campaign coming up to head out there knowing that I was in Pennsylvania. But a 10-hour round trip was not in the forecast. There's really no easy flights from our area to Pittsburgh as well. But even if that was the case, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do the show today, and I would have covered it. And, you know, without a guaranteed high-profile interview, it was really just not logistically possible. So we do see it on TV. We are going to look to see if there's any cuts from it we can bring you. But they're talking about a $90 billion investment into Pennsylvania's energy and AI. We talk about it on our side all the time. I will, however, be covering the Vice President, J.D. Vance, coming to our area, West Pittston, tomorrow. So just be advised, there will be traffic issues throughout our area, probably a most of the day, but especially the afternoon. He is scheduled to speak at 1 o'clock in West Pittston. I would assume landing at Avoca Airport sometime before that. Usually it's not long before that. So you figure anything from about 10, 11 o'clock till he departs at 2 or 3 o'clock, traffic is going to be an issue for our area, so just know that. But I will be there tomorrow covering it. I will be back here in the studio as soon as I can after that. Like I said, he's scheduled to speak at 1 o'clock, hopefully done by 2. And as soon as I can get back here to the studio, and we're working out how we're going to do that and fill that space for you guys, either me calling in and giving some updates from what happened at the event that day or playing some recorded stuff from the event earlier in the day. But we're going to work it out, and then we'll be here in the studio to do the rest of the show for you. So don't you worry. But we are monitoring the Pennsylvania Energy Summit. That's actually a real big deal out in Pennsylvania, Carnegie Mellon University. Just a five-hour each-way turnaround for me was not in the cards today. So I'm here with you guys from the studio in Pittston. But when we have the vice president coming right to our backyard tomorrow, it worked out perfect. And we will have some of our elected officials from our area here as well with the vice president. So we'll stay tuned on what happens there. But if you're headed to that event, I will see you there. If you're not headed to the event, I'll be covering it to bring the event to you. So we'll see you one way or another. So back to our hometown here, our area, our listening area. The Scranton City Council is meeting tonight to hold another forum on the parking debt refinancing and passage or non-passage of a motion to kind of alter the agreement between the city and the Community Development Properties of Scranton, which is an affiliate of nonprofit Grow America, formerly National Development Council. This whole debacle has been fast-tracked last minute from the administration on purpose. And it was at the last city council meeting. And there were only four members at the last city council member. Bill King, a council member, was not there. That seems to be the norm more than not lately for him. If he's not running again, I guess he really doesn't care, or maybe his summer's busy. But the motion failed on a 2-2 vote. And that motion would have added parking times from 5 o'clock till 8 o'clock during the week. And it would have added Saturday parking fees. So if you parked in downtown Scranton on a Saturday through specific times, you would have had to pay as well. And businesses, the colleges, and the library, a bunch of community members and came out and spoke against this, saying it was detrimental to the area. It was detrimental to progress. Some business leaders who are very, very supportive of growing businesses in the Scranton area spoke out and says, we don't even see business plans from these entities that of this parking debacle. And it thankfully failed. Now, the threat of that is that if they default, these organizations default on their bonds, which I believe is they purchased the parking authority for $38 million, and I believe there's $36 million in bonds that would have defaulted. It could have been detrimental to the city. It could have went into receivership and such like that. And that's the doom and gloom that the administration and the mayor want to portray, that, hey, we might lose all say in the matter, and they might do 24/7, 365-day parking, depending on what the receivership decides to do for the bondholders. So it's better we come to an agreement. And this morning, the mayor came out and said that her administration has reached an agreement through negotiations. Now, mind you, the administration pushed through last week this parking debacle, which would have included Saturday paying for parking and longer hours during the week. And if two members of city council, Mark McAndrew and Schuster, did not vote no, that would have passed. And that's what they wanted. That was a last minute. They had their caucus with information. The heads of these parking organizations really couldn't answer metric questions on specifics. It was not very informative. And they voted no on it. And because of that and the fear of this default, well, the administration had to scramble and come to this negotiation that they're kind of touting as, well, look what we did. And they really didn't. Their back were against the wall. And believe me, they wanted the original deal. They tried to get that through. The solicitor at the city council meeting said, well, you're going to risk default. And they really went above and beyond to try and push it through to get the two members not to vote no. Because one of those two members who voted no are going to be the ones that have to bring it back up for revote. That's just the way the rules work. So the mayor this morning on this station came on and said that her administration has negotiated and they've gotten the Saturday taken away. And they lessened the hours during the week, I believe, from 8 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And made it seem like it was her going above and beyond to doing this. But actually, she had no choice because of two city council members who held her feet to the fire and made her do this. And thank them for having the Saturday fees taken away. But it's just not all sunshine and roses. In the estimate from these groups, the Community Development Properties of Scranton, which is a nonprofit of Grow America, they estimated that the increased days and hours would have brought in about $74,000 a month in revenue. I don't know how they've come to that conclusion because there's never been Saturday parking. So how are they estimating that? Because they really didn't have a good metric on how many people use the parking garages, how many people use the streets. I mean, literally, one of the executives said, well, I drove by a street one day and it was crowded. Yeah, I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express once too. So come on. So how they're coming up with that number of $74,000 in revenue that they'd gain from adding these days and hours. Well, the city now, in their negotiation, agreed to give this organization, remember, the original one was $200,000 a month for 10 years. That's $2 million. Well, now it's going to be $250,000 a month, an extra $50,000 to help offset that $74,000 in losses that the reduced or hours the same as pretty much they are now, maybe by an hour or two during the week increase, is going to cost. So the taxpayer now will foot the bill for this parking at $50,000 a year for a total of $250,000 a year, which is $2.5 million over the 10 years. Now, there's a three-year sunset on the Saturdays and extended hours, which they will look at again, and I believe the city council has to approve again in 3 years if they are going to change that. But here's the thing. When you look into this, and I had AI look at this, the pros and cons of the city taking back the parking asset rather than the deal they're in now and such like that. And it's a really good read, and it gives really an honest view of the pros and cons. And there are pros and cons. The pros are this could be very financially lucrative for the city if it's run properly. The cons are, well, the city of Scranton doesn't have a history of running things properly, especially parking. So if it's not run properly, you are looking at financial risk. And that's basically a synopsis from probably a three-page AI breakdown of the pros and cons. But if you're living in Scranton and you really want to dig into this parking pro and con, I highly recommend you look at my Facebook because it did break it down honestly and pretty transparently. And one of the options that it lists, believe it or not, is what they're probably going to approve tonight, which is paying that $50,000 extra and not having Saturday fees and reducing the during the week from the original 8 o'clock proposal to 7 o'clock, but right now I believe it's 5 o'clock, so it's still an extension during the week. The thing is, looking into this, these groups, Community Development Properties of Scranton, which are an affiliate of this nonprofit Grow America, they own Scranton's proper parking assets, but they don't run it. They hire a subcontractor, which just changed last year, to run the day-to-day operations of the parking. Now, here's the thing. If you're the city of Scranton, why can't you do the same thing? Why do you have to sell this to a nonprofit so they can make money, because there are people on the payroll for these nonprofits, to then just sublet the managing and the operation of Scranton's parking to groups that handle specifically parking? That's what they specialize in. How come the city of Scranton can't do that? Cut out the middleman and save the taxpayers some money, or make money for the city as an asset. Because a parking asset is very lucrative in a lot of other cities. Scranton just can't seem to manage it and never has. And that's nothing to do with this current administration. This goes back long-term history, which is the original problem with the Scranton Parking Authority, which is why they had to get rid of it, because it was not properly run. But you have to ask yourself, you know, why would you pay or a nonprofit or turn everything over to a nonprofit to run where they just get a subcontractor to run it for you? Why can't the city do that directly? You'd have to ask why. So if you live in Scranton, you might want to attend the Scranton City Council meeting tonight. Again, with their backs against the wall, and one of the things here is that they truly are, because this is being dumped on them. Everyone is not brought to the negotiating table. It should have included the entire city council, the administration, the mayor, and these groups to sit down with the bondholders to say, hey, Kate, let's figure out what's best. Because the administration tried to dump this last week, including sticking the residents and visitors of Scranton with a Saturday parking fee and extended hours. That didn't pass. So now all of a sudden there's these negotiations, which are a wonderful thing, because the mayor's patting themselves on the back like it was all her doing. No, she was forced to do it. So if anyone's to get the kudos, and I'm few and far between for giving kudos to a lot in Scranton, but it's the two city council members, McAndrew and Schuster, I believe, who forced this hand and force the administration to renegotiate. So if anyone should get the pat on the back for at least getting rid of Saturday parking fees and the real longer extended hours, it's those two individuals. So my expectation is this passes tonight, but who knows? Maybe if the residents and the business owners come out again and some professionals come out and voice their minds again, the people are heard and something happens. But there are some, like I said, the pros and cons that was developed. It's not my doing. It's developed by AI, and then I checked what it put out to us. It really gives a background on the Scranton parking issue and the pros and cons from retaking the asset back or doing what appears is going to be done now, which is paying $250,000 extra a year up into $2.5 million after 10 years if they continue with the no Saturday and lesser hours during the week. So we'll see which way it goes, but I would pay attention tonight's city council meeting at Scranton. It's 3:23 here at WILK. We'll be back.